Actors Guild production of the United Artists motion picture classic, Stagecoach, starring John Wayne, Claire Trevor, and Ward Bond, and introducing the director of the film, John Ford. Before we begin our story, here are a few words about the entertainment you will hear tonight and in future weeks at this time. The NBC Theater is proud to welcome the president of the Screen Directors Guild and the eminent director of such films as Variety Girl, The Perils of Pauline, and Taproots, Mr. George Marshall.
Thank you and good evening. This is the first performance of a series of Screen Directors Guild productions in which the directors will personally bring you their favorite film assignments, along with the stars who created the original roles. Tonight, your director is John Ford. John, if you remember, is the winner of 5 Academy Awards, the guiding hand behind such great pictures as The Informer, How Green Was My Valley, and, of course, Stagecoach. You're on the set, John.
Thank you, George. And good luck on our first production. Stagecoach is ready to roll. The last time I made that crack was about 10 years ago. When I first had the opportunity of putting on film is Romance of the West. For the cast, the picture offers an array of colorful character types, ripe for the actor's talents. Now the story and the cast are united again. Here is Stagecoach with John Wayne as the Ringo Kid, Claire Trevor as Dallas, and Ward Bond as Doc Boone. In 1885, the stagecoach was the only means of travel on the American frontier. And in those days, no name struck more dread into the hearts of travelers than Geronimo, leader of the warlike Apaches. This, folks, is a story of a party of people who traveled from Tonto to Lordsburg by stagecoach in 1885. It's a story still told by the Indians.
In the land of Arizona, land of the Apache Indian, where the roaming Chiricahua fought the mighty white invader, stood the white man's city, Tonto. Tonto, where the flying wagon that the white man called the stagecoach stopped to take men to the westward, where Geronimo was leader, chief of the Apache Indians.
Is, folks. Geronimo's Apaches are on the warpath up ahead, burning every ranch in sight.
Then the question before the party assembled in this stagecoach is, shall we continue?
I say yes. Continue.
But Mrs. Mallory, should you be traveling in your condition?
My husband is in Apache Wells with his troops. I want to be with him when our baby arrives.
Madam, I am a gambler, and I admire and respect a bold gamble. But aren't you gambling with a life besides your own?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Mr. Hatfield. We're getting a cavalry escort for his Apache Wells.
That settles it. I'm going on.
Count me in, of course, Buck.
All right. I'll go find my shotgun guard.
You don't have to go no further, Buck.
But, Curly! Well, doggone! How are you, Sheriff?
Fine, thanks, and I'll be riding shotgun up next to you this trip, Buck.
You? What for?
The Ringo Kid escaped from prison. I'm looking for him.
The fellow who shot Jed Michael dead?
I hear he's heading for Lordsburg to shoot it out with the 3 plumber boys. So I'll be right up there next to you, Buck, all the way to Lordsburg. Stand out of the road there, Dallas girl.
Thanks, Doc.
Hail the Sagebrush Chariot.
Doc, why do I have to leave town? Because all these women here say I have to. I don't want to go to Lordsburg.
No more do I, Dallas. But you are a lady somewhat too hospitable to gentlemen. And I am a doctor somewhat too hospitable to spirits. We girl are the dregs of Tonto. They send us from their midst. Come, Dallas, be a glorified dreg like me. You have acquired two more eager passengers.
The engines are rising, Doc.
I thank them for that mark of respect. Tell them they may be seated now. Enter, Dallas.
Thanks, Doc.
Take your place beside the other lady. Then forward. On to Lordsburg!
You're driving through this canyon, Buck.
Now, I aim to be hard to shoot at in case Geronimo's Apaches are in these hills.
I'm with you, Buck. The law.
That don't make me bulletproof. Down! Oh, kingdom high! Here she comes, Apaches!
Keep your shirt on and stop the coach. It ain't Apaches. Someone up ahead, blocking the road with a rifle.
Ho, ho, ho!
Here he comes, whoever he is.
What? It's the Ringo Kid.
That's right, Buck. Hiya, Curly.
Ringo.
Didn't expect to find the sheriff riding shotgun.
I was heading for Lordsburg, same as you, Ringo.
Well, my horse went lame, so you got another passenger.
I'll take that rifle first, Ringo.
That's so, Sheriff.
You're under arrest. The murder of Jed Michael.
Sorry, Curly, but this Winchester here says different.
Sorry, Ringo. But if you'll look back up the road a piece, you'll see our escort of United States Cavalry coming up.
Oh.
I'll take that rifle now, Ringo.
Sure, Sheriff. But you better hold on to it. You may need it before we get to Lordsburg.
Thanks. You can get into the coach now.
Much obliged, Sheriff.
Get going, Buck.
Yep. Sully. Yep.
So you're the famous Ringo Kid, huh?
My friends call me Ringo. Right name's Henry.
Henry? Well, I remember you. Say, I fixed your arm when you was just a little sprout. He's no higher than a quart of bourbon.
Well, that was my kid brother broke his arm. You did a good job, too, Doc. Even if you was drunk.
Well, thank you, son. How's your brother now?
He was murdered.
Oh, no.
Him and my dad. By the three plumber boys.
Well, good luck when you get to Lordsburg, son.
Thanks, Doc.
Mrs. Mallory, you're tired. Would you like to rest your head on my shoulder?
No, thank you. Mr. Hatfield, would you mind if I sat over on your side of the coach?
Not at all, ma'am.
Excuse me. Yes, of course.
Right here, Mrs. Mallory.
Thank you, Mr. Hatfield.
I must have the plague, huh, Dallas?
You? Oh, no, it's not you.
Have a drink, Hatfield?
No, thank you.
No, thank you, he says. Have a drink, Doc? Yes, thank you.
You're not going to move away from me, are you?
No, Ringo.
Well, I guess I can't expect to break out of prison and into society in the same week.
Shh, she'll hear you.
I guess I'm pretty dumb for sitting down beside a lady like you, Dallas.
A lady?
Thanks for not moving.
Oh, don't, please. Why are you looking at me like that?
Ain't I seen you someplace before?
No. No, you haven't.
I wish I had, though.
I know you. I mean, I know who you are.
I used to be a good cowhand. A few years back. Things happen.
Yes, things happen.
Well, in a bottle. Drink up, Doc. Drink
Doc's
up.
Getting his note full.
Things happen. And now they'll take you back to prison.
Not till I finish a job in Lordsburg.
Ringo,
I wish you wouldn't.
Wish I wouldn't what?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Bubble in the bubble.
Confound that drive away. Let me drive more carefully.
He's playing it smart, Hatfield. He took to the mountains. Apaches don't like snow.
Well, he might have some consideration for Mrs. Mallory and her condition.
Well, I'll be all right, Mr. Hatfield. Thank you.
Bubble in the bubble, bubble.
Apache Wells just ahead.
Bubble.
Apache Wells.
Bubble in the bubble.
Mr. Hatfield, why didn't my husband and his troops meet us here?
The wrangler tells me that Captain Mallory has been sent ahead to Lordsburg.
Lordsburg?
Well, we'd better turn around and follow the cavalry escort to Tonto.
Oh, we can't do that.
With Apaches on the warpath, it ain't safe to go through Apache country without escort. I say we ought to turn back.
There's only one way to find out. Take a vote.
What do you say, Mrs. Mallory? On to Lordsburg or back to Tonto?
I want my husband with me when our baby's born.
Doc?
Ain't you forgot this lady?
You mean Dallas?
Oh, I say go. I've nothing to go back to.
Doc?
Lordsburg, pass the bottle, pass the bottle.
Ringo?
Ringo's my prisoner. I'm voting his proxy. I say Lordsburg.
Hatfield?
I am at the service of Mrs. Mallory.
Thank you.
Buck?
Well, Lordsburg it is. Alistair, step inside and get some grub. Look spry.
You'd better take my arm up these steps, Mrs. Mallory.
No, thank you. Really, I'm quite...
Mrs. Mallory!
Oh,
I've got her. Dr. Boone!
For her, huh?
Mrs. Mallory needs your help.
Who?
Oh, it's no use. He's drunk. Ringo.
Yeah?
I don't know for sure, but I think you better go inside and start heating some water.
All you want, and then some. And then some.
Carry her inside, Mr. Hatfield.
Oh, allow me. Allow me.
I'll carry her myself, you sot.
Thank you, sir.
You drunken swine.
Thank you.
Now, if you'll open the door for me, Dallas.
Yes.
Drunken swine of a doctor.
Doc, honest, ain't you ashamed?
Did I understand that swine to call me a drunken swine?
Oh, I wish I could do something.
There is something you can do, Buck.
Yeah, but what can you do in your condition?
I can drink all of the hot black coffee you can make. I, sir, am a doctor. Now get busy. Get busy.
The NBC Theater is presenting the Screen Directors Guild production of Stagecoach, starring Claire Trevor, John Wayne, and Ward Bond, with screen director John Ford.
Apache Wells, the white man called it. Here the white squaw had her child, while the flying wagon waited, waited while my tribesmen gathered. On the hills and on the desert gathered the Apache warriors, while the white squaw had her child, and the flying wagon waited.
Oh, it makes me nervous, being held up like this in Apache country. Just when they're mad at us again.
Quiet, Buck.
Huh?
Someone's coming.
Dallas?
Look. A little girl.
Yeah. A girl.
Let me see it. Well, I'll be doggone.
That's real fine, ain't it, Davids? Real fine.
Oh, yes, Curly, it's fine.
A baby. What?
I'll explain it to you sometime, Buck.
Listen, boys. Doc Boone. Three cheers for Doc Boone.
Never mind the three cheers. Just pour me four fingers instead. I'm thirsty.
Dallas?
Oh.
It's me, Ringo.
Oh.
You oughtn't to be outside here at night alone. Patsy's like to pick off strays.
Well, you're here now.
I watched you with that baby today. You looked, well, nice.
I just wanted to hold it a minute.
You're visiting in Lordsburg?
I have friends there.
Oh, good.
Ringo, why don't you escape?
I aim to, in Lordsburg.
Well, why not now? Why not go over the border now?
My father and brother were shot down by the plumber boys. I guess you don't know how it feels to lose your folks that way.
My folks were killed by Indians when I was a kid.
Oh, that's tough. It's a hard country, especially for a girl.
You have to live no matter what.
That's it. Look, Miss Dallas, you got no folks, neither have I. Maybe I'm crazy to ask you, but... Well, I still got a ranch down across the border, and I... Well, I guess I'm crazy being close to you like this, but...
Ringo, you don't know me. You don't know who I am, or...
I know I want to marry you, Dallas.
Ringo!
That ain't an answer, Dallas.
Oh! Ringo, you can't go to Lordsburg. Not now. The plumber boys will be 3-1 against you. You'll get killed.
Can't tell.
You can't win.
Can't run away from it either.
How can you talk about our life together when you want to throw your life away?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Get away. I'll follow you.
You mean that, Dallas?
Well, I just can't leave Mrs. Mallory and her baby now, but listen. There's a horse all saddled and ready for you in the corral.
What?
Yeah, there's a rifle in the saddle boot. Now get going. I'll come after you.
I'm counting on that, Dallas, with my life.
Goodbye, Ringo. Watch out for Apaches.
I got a rifle now, and I got you. Don't worry, Dallas. I'll be waiting.
Easy.
Smoke signals on the ridge. Apaches. I gotta warn Dallas and the others. I gotta go back.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
On the ridge and on the mesa, smoke that Chiricahua fires. Rise the fires, told my nation. Strike the white man's flying wagon. Rise, my kinsmen. Rise, Apaches. Chieftains, horsemen, lances, rifles. Stagecoach on the Lordsburg Trail. Thus the signals on the mesa. Thus the writing in the sky. Thus, my fierce Apache horsemen, follow on the Lordsburg Trail.
We're making good time. I say we're out of danger now, thanks to Ringo here. Very decent of you to come back, Ringo.
I wouldn't be too sure we're out of danger yet, Hatfield.
We'll be in Lordsburg soon, then.
Very soon.
How's the baby?
Sleeping.
Doc told me what you did for me. Thank you very much, Dallas.
You know, danger whets my appetite. Indeed it does. Let me see. There must be a bottle of something left in this bag that...
A bullet. It just missed your head, Doc.
On the floor, Miss Mallory. Dallas, you and Miss Mallory, get out!
Apaches, hundreds of them.
Hey, Ringo!
Charlie's calling you from the driver's seat, Ringo.
Here's your Winchester. Use it, man. Use it.
Thanks. Got my rifle.
Ringo, look out! That Apache on the painted pony.
Got it.
See that engine on that Mustang coming alongside?
Don't talk. Shoot.
Well, now you see him. And now you don't.
You ladies all right?
We're all right.
Now you see him. And now you don't.
Lady, all right?
Yes, baby.
You gentlemen will be good enough to shoot Indians and set them.
That's it.
Get that Apache. I'll help Hatfield.
Got it.
Faster. Drive faster.
Now, Mrs. Mallory, you'll get hurt.
Easy, Hatfield, easy.
I can use some more help up here.
Give me your pistol, Doc.
Take it.
Thanks. Look at all those engines.
Apaches all have big families.
Don't talk. Shoot.
I can't. Out of ammunition.
Why are Buck and Curly still firing outside?
Buck's hit. Curly's empty, too. This looks like it.
No. I have only 3 bullets left.
That's enough. And it won't get you or Mrs. Mallory or the baby.
No. No, they won't. Listen! Get out! No, listen! It's a bugle! Listen!
The cavalry from Lordsburg!
The Apaches are breaking! They're running away!
Glory, glory!
How's that feel?
Dead. Glory.
Well, good night, Ringo.
Is this where you live in Lordsburg?
I told you. I warned you. I told you you didn't know me. This part of town is no place for a nice girl, but it's all right for me. Now say goodbye, Ringo. Say goodbye.
I asked you to marry me, didn't I?
I'll never forget you asked me.
Go on back and wait for me in the stagecoach.
Where are you going?
Business. For the plumber boys. I'll just take a slow walk down Main Street and see what happens.
Dear Lord, this stagecoach don't pass much for church, but I'm praying till you're here. Please, Lord. 3-1 against Ringo out there. And the plumber boys are dead shots. Awful dead shots, Lord. Like I was saying, Lord, it's 2-1, Lord. He's all I got. And all I ever want. So please, dear Lord, please let me have him back. Please, 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 please. Oh, carry me back to the lonely. Who's that out there? Ringo!
Yeah.
You hurt?
No.
I prayed for you. I prayed.
You did good.
Let's get out of here, then. Escape.
Don't have to anymore. Before he cashed in, Luke Plummer confessed he killed Jed Michael.
You're free?
Yeah.
And they didn't even hurt you? Dead shots like the Plummer boys?
Deadest dead shots you ever saw.
Oh, Ringo.
Dallas, what are you crying for? Nothing's happened.
Rush
the story of those brave men, riders of the flying wagon, in the land of Arizona, where Geronimo was chief. In the great land in the desert where the flying wagon galloped, that the white men called the stagecoach, bringing brave men to the West.
Our stars will return in just a moment. The NBC Theater has presented the Screen Directors Guild production of Stagecoach, starring John Wayne, Claire Trevor, and Ward Bond, and introduced by John Ford. In the weeks to come, the Screen Directors Guild will bring you Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Robert Montgomery, Rosalind Russell, James Mason, and Irene Dunn. And next week, the NBC Theater presents Screen Director Richard Wallace, introducing the current film comedy, Let's Live a Little, starring Robert Cummings. And now, here again is our special guest, the president of the Screen Directors Guild, Mr. George Marshall.
The premier production of the Screen Directors' entry into radio has now joined the stagecoach itself in that great fund of memories known as the past. And speaking for the Guild, I'd like to express our gratitude to the National Broadcasting Company for the opportunity to better acquaint the public with the work and role of the screen director. Take it away, John Ford.
Well, how do you hardy frontiersmen like pioneering in an NBC studio instead of the badlands of Arizona?
Very much. You know, just the memory of that dust is enough to send me running home to wash my hair.
Pappy, this is wonderful.
Wayne, wonderful? What do you mean?
Well, no getting up early in the morning and arguing with a horse.
You know, I think it's wonderful that the screen director is being honored like this. He's the fellow who really makes the movie.
Claire.
As for us actors and actresses, well...
Where'd we be without you, Pappy, and others like you?
That's right.
You tell us our business. That's all I can say.
Thanks.
They're talking about wonderful things. It's a wonder that Pappy here hasn't yet displayed his fine, tyrannical hand.
How do you do? That's so war, John. Now, look, as long as we're speaking about fine, tyrannical hands, look... Are we going to do this again? Because if so,
uh-oh,
I'd like to take you folks. Oh,
yeah, I thought so. Huh? You'd have something to say about it. We had that same trouble 10 years ago.
Hey, can't you know, re-
now, look, John, don't you remember? This is radio. There are no retakes. Good night, everybody.
Our thanks to our stars, John Wayne, Claire Trevor, and Ward Bond. And the screen directors, George Marshall and John Ford. Also heard were Barbara Fuller, Peter Leeds, Horace Murphy, Norman Field, Dan Riss, Ken Carson, and Eddie Fields. Tonight's story was adapted by Milton Geiger, and original music was composed and conducted by Henry Russell. Production was under the supervision of Howard Wiley. Your announcer, Frank Barton. John Wayne can soon be seen in John Ford's Argosy production, Three Godfathers. And Claire Trevor appears in the soon-to-be-released Amusement Enterprises picture, The Lucky Stiff. Ward Bond is currently appearing in the Victor Fleming production, Joan of Arc. Listen again next week when the NBC Theater presents...
Screen Directors Guild Assignment, production Let's Live a Little, director Richard Wallace, star Robert Cummings...
Don't miss an hour now of America's favorite music, old tunes and new hits over most of these stations. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you.
is not NBC. This is WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM, number 9, WMFO.org. Yeah, that was Stagecoach. Most of the actors that were in the 1939 film were with John Ford on stage to do that production on the 9th of January, 1949. Take a second here for a little public service announcement with Digital George and Digital Henry.
This is a firearm safety PSA. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Gun safety. WMFO, Medford.
Now, from the southwest Arizona, Geronimo Apache territory, we'll go to the north, the Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, Sioux territory, Montana, with Anthony Ellis's Frontier Gentleman. This one is titled Honky Tonkers. This is the third episode, not counting the audition program. Starring John Denner. Jerry Goldsmith is credited with the trumpet theme. I keep seeing that everywhere. And I had to look up who he actually is. Didn't realize he scored films. Only one that really, from top of memory, that sticks out would be Alien. Well, anyway. Here it is. Again, original air date for this was the 16th of February, 1958.
There are places west of the Missouri where gambling stakes are rather high. This is particularly true when the wager depends on a man's life. Frontier Gentlemen. Here with an Englishman's account of life and death in the West. As a reporter for the London Times, he writes his colorful and unusual stories. But as a man with a gun, he lives and becomes a part of the violent years in the new territory. Now, starring John Daner, this is the story of J.B. Kendall, Frontier Gentleman. In Montana Territory, hoping for an interview with Sitting Bull or even Crazy Horse. But General Crook's attack across the Tongue River put an end to that hope, at least for the time being. And so, with a full-fledged Indian war exploding around me, I had no choice but to remain where I was. The settlement with a normal population of perhaps 100 had swollen to 4 times that number. The saloon keeper, gambler, and others were doing a thriving business, and the most popular spot in town was undoubtedly a place bearing the rather, sanguinary legend, Jug of Blood. It was what is known as a honky-tonk. I was passing outside when the trouble began. The doors flew open and half a dozen brawling men erupted in the street. In sheer self-defense, I became a combatant.
My dear fellow, I haven't the slightest idea.
Yeah. Goodbye, that.
Yeah. Jolly good.
Some no good son of a gun was cheating at poker. And no good son of a gun.
Really?
Yeah.
One of those?
How should I know? I wasn't playing. I just heard it all.
Yeah.
You know, if there's anything I hate, it's no good cheating son of a gun.
Yes. Bad form. I don't blame you.
Hey,
well, now, if you'll pardon me.
Hey, come on in and have a drink.
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Oh, come on. There's mighty pretty little gals in there.
Yeah.
You know, Jake Carter hired them all the way out from back east. It's on the way up to Virginia City. There's Sue Ruckus is on the moon.
I'm sorry to hear it, but now, really, I must be going.
Oh, mister, you ain't seen such dancing, such carrying on. I'll be a son of a gun if I let you move on without seeing the nicest bit of female woman of flesh this side of St. Louis. Son of a gun, come on, let's go. You won't be sorry. There's a table over there.
Right.
Well, it's kind of early. It's still a little quiet. You'll warm up by and by. Hey, her name is Smith, Walleye Smith.
J.B. Kendall, Mr. Smith.
Howdy. Hey, what are you drinking?
Oh, I'll take a beer if you don't mind.
Oh, it'll make no never mind to me. Jake?
Yeah?
A beer from a pound of whiskey for me. Tell Andy to bring him over.
Okay.
J.B. Kendall, huh?
J.B.
Hey, you any kin to Arizona Kendall's down at Tombstone?
No.
What's your business, mister? I'm inside from fighting.
I'm a newspaper correspondent.
Oh. Well, I'm a cowpuncher myself. Got paid off last week. This here's a good place to spend your money. Hey, how you like that there picture over the bar? Ain't she something?
There's quite a bit of her, isn't there?
What'd you say?
I say there's quite a bit of her, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
A little out of proportion here and there. Ample.
Well, son of a gun, I like you, Kendall. I like you. Son of a gun. Hey, what paper you write for?
London Times.
Well, son of a gun. Hey, Annie.
How are you, Mr. Smith?
Hey, sweetheart, this here's J.B. Kendall.
Hi.
How
he writes
you?
For a newspaper, London Times. He's an important man. Now, you go call Crystal. The drinks are on me.
Yeah, Mr. Smith.
Hi, Crystal. Yeah, me, I go for the nice fat one. Something you can grab a hold on. Never did like dancing with them skin and bone gals.
I gather Annie is your choice, huh?
Yeah. She's some looker, huh?
Oh, no doubt of it, Mr. Smith.
Of course, now, there ain't nothing wrong with Crystal. She's the one close herding with that son of a gun, Bill Bassett. See?
I don't think he is taking kindly to your friend Annie's suggestion.
He's a raunchy buzzard, ain't he? He's drunker than all.
I say, look here, old boy. We don't want to cause any more trouble. You and your young lady have a nice evening. I'll be running along.
Oh, sit down. I owe you for that fight. I always pay my debt. Well, here they come. Ladies, meet J.B. Kent. This here's Crystal, J.B.
Crystal, how do you do?
Go on, sit in his lap, sweetheart. The poor fella ain't feeling his oats yet.
Well, no, I'm sure Miss Crystal will be much more comfortable in a chair.
Come here, Annie.
Here. Would you, care for a drink?
No, thanks.
Oh. The gentleman you were dancing with, he seems rather upset. Oh. Are you sure I can't get you something?
What's the matter? You don't like me? Ain't I good enough to sit in your lap?
Ooh, not at all. I'd be delighted, but...
Look here. I'm Wild Bill Bass, and ain't no man nor dog would take my gal away from me. You riding herd on Crystal,
I'm
girl?
Riding herd on no one.
But I paid good hot cash, and I'm going to have my dance out.
You go rattle hocks out of here.
And I say good hockey to you, all right.
Gentlemen, I think the language is getting a trifle ripe. After all, there are ladies present.
Well, who are you, you son of a gun?
The name is Kendall.
Well, goose hockey to you,
you
Kendall.
Have your ride, mister. I ain't dancing no more with you. We'd like to stop my feet off, Mr. Kendall.
I rather think it's up to the lady. Don't you, chum?
Lady? She ain't no lady.
Bill.
Son of a gun.
Bill, I'm giving you 1 second to rattle hawks out, and then I'm going to blow your ears off.
No.
Oh,
no need of that, Mrs. Smith. You'll go along quietly, won't you, Mr. Bascom?
Oh, you think you're a pretty big son of a gun, don't you? Well, you don't stampede me, mister. Now, come on, girl.
Oh,
no. Not at all polite.
You're breaking my heart.
Then be a good chap, and as Mr. Smith puts it, go rattle your heart.
Ain't no son of a gun telling me what to do. I'm Wild Bill Bascom. Gone. You killed me. What's he mean, you killed him? He shot himself. You didn't even draw on him.
I don't allow no gun shooting in here.
Jake, it's Bill Bascom. He aimed to salivate Mr. Kendall here, and he killed himself instead.
Oh, that silly son of a gun. You boys, you get him up out of there. That rug cost me $300.
Will somebody get a doctor? He's not dead.
I bet he is.
How much you bet, mister?
He ain't dead. I seen him move. Look.
Why don't you shut your mouth?
I'll get him off my rug. Take him in back. You can put him on the faro table.
Give me a hand.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody find a doctor, please.
Ain't no doctor except an army surgeon. He's getting himself scalped by the
Sioux. Well, that's true. Ain't no doctor around here.
I never knew.
Carefully
now.
Carefully.
Hey, what's going on? Right, break up the game, boys. There's a goner here. Needs a table.
Come on, brother.
I tell you, all right, boys. Put him down.
I'm dying, boy. Give me a drink.
I'll get it.
Put him down, I said. Put him down.
All right, he's there.
My old Marcy. See me now.
Annie, see if you can find some bandages. Clean rags, hot water.
Sure. And don't you fret, Bill.
Right.
You're going to be just fine.
Well, I got to get back to the bar. Anything you boys need, you let me know. Whiskey's on the house, Batson.
You're a good man, Jay. I'll put in a word for you when I get where I'm going.
Yeah, well, you do that. So long.
All right, now. Let's get that jacket off, Dustin.
Oh. Mister, either you're treating me like I don't deserve.
Don't talk now. Smith, get the other arm.
Sure.
Hey. No, I'm not. Now, wait a minute. Now, look, I ain't kidding you. These are my dying words. I tried to kid you. In my drink, I tried to, and it's heavy on my conscience. Well, I sure wish I had me a preacher to make my peace with.
Bill, will you shut your son of a gun mouth and let us get this here jacket off you?
I ain't...
Careful now. There we are. Not have to tear the shirt.
No. No, boy. This here's my best shirt. I want to be buried in it.
Here's your whiskey, Bill. Let me chop his head up.
Crystal, you... Angel of mercy, that's what you are, Crystal. Crystal, girl, I'm asking your forgiveness, sweetheart. I acted purely like a boon tail with you.
Forget it, Bill. Finish your drink.
Doesn't look mean, don't it, Mr.
Smith?
Smith.
Smith's mother here.
Yes, hold it down.
I reckon he ain't got long. You know, if he don't bleed to death, it's gangrene for sure.
Now, we can stop the bleeding, I think. But we've got to get that bullet out.
Oh, ain't nobody around here crazy enough to try that.
Hold the bottle,
ain't no sense carving up the poor son of a gun. Let him die comfortable like
he doesn't have to die. There might be a chance. Will you help?
Help what?
Operate on him.
You're loco.
There's nothing to lose.
How about another drink, boy? I'm going fast.
All right, Mr. Kendall.
Give him all he wants, Crystal. Keep pouring it into him.
You think it's fitting for a man to die drunk?
I think it's fitting for a man not to feel any more pain than he has to.
What you doing with that knife?
I told you I'm going to take that bullet out of him. If you want to help me, good. If not, you'll oblige me by rattling your hocks out of here.
In a moment, we return to Frontier Gentlemen. Poor Jack Benny. The gang arranges a surprise party for him on his birthday. But the surprise backfires in a hilarious way today on CBS Radio's Jack Benny program. Never mind the greeting cards. Forget about buying him a present. Just be sure to join us on most of these same stations later on today when everybody has a good time at Jack Benny's birthday party, except Jack himself. And now we return you to Anthony Ellis' production of Frontier Gentlemen.
There are some men who possess a rather odd sentimentality about pain and death. They don't hesitate to empty a gun into a living body. With clear and shining conscience, they do this deed. But for those same men to retrieve a life, to cut into flesh to do so, that is a different matter. Walleye Smith was of this type. The thought of operating on Bill Bascom offended his sense of delicacy.
Oh, you ain't no doc. You can't do that.
I can bloody well try.
I couldn't find no bandages, so I tore a sheet up. And here's your water.
Good girl. Put it down on the table. Now, which one of you ladies will help?
I will.
Oh, sure. Me too.
All right. We'll try to stop the bleeding first. How do you feel, Bill?
I'm dying, partner. How about another drink?
Annie.
Sure.
Crystal, take some sheeting. Press it over the wound. Keep holding it there.
Now, come on.
Oh, son of a gun, Kendall. I say you can't do it.
My dear fellow, will you step over here for a moment? Now. Now, Smith, look here. The fact that Bascom might die is partially my fault.
Oh, come on, he shot himself.
Circumstances. Kismet.
Well, you ain't no doc.
That's so you said.
You'll kill him.
If we're lucky, I won't.
If a man's luck runs out, that's the end. Don't pay to go again, nature.
At a less pressing moment, I should be delighted to enter into a philosophical discussion with you, Smith, but not just now. Now, be a good chap and don't argue.
But I ain't arguing, you son of a gun. I'm telling you, you ain't going to cut Bill up.
Smith, I took you for something more than a thick-headed clubhopper. I see I was mistaken.
Oh, mister, you go on talking like that, there's going to be another dying man in here.
Oh, dear. Awfully sorry.
Son of a gun!
What's the matter with you boys? You stop, you hear?
Now, miss, clear out and stay out.
Oh, son of a gun!
Now, how's our patient?
Finished half the bottle. There's enough rot gotten him to melt that bullet.
Wishful thinking, my dear. Bill. I'm going to take the bullet out. It'll do. All right, Crystal. Take a handful of rags. And when I tell you, wipe the blood away.
What do you want me to do?
Hold his hand. Try to keep him still.
Oh.
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. I didn't know how deeply the bullet had penetrated. I could only guess at its approximate direction. I made an incision. Wipe.
Buffalo meat.
Hey, you can't do that, mister.
I'm doing it. Get out.
100 cent Bascom makes it.
Who said that?
Me.
You're on.
Wipe.
He ain't breathing so good.
I know. Will you get out?
No, not me. I got money on Bill. Anybody else want to make a little bet?
Yeah, 50. He's still alive in 2 hours.
Odds on that, two get you one.
A fair.
Wipe.
Oh, why don't you go on out? We're trying to save him.
You go right on trying, Annie. Anybody else?
Well, I'd like maybe...
Kendall, what do you think? Has he got a chance?
How the devil should I know?
Sure is a mess, ain't he? Yeah, poor old Bill, he was a good man.
Yeah, sure could top a horse.
Jake, 200, he's still alive come 4 o'clock.
Midnight now, I'll take it.
All right, now, Kendall, you son of a gun, you pull him through.
You want a chance to win?
Well, sure I do.
Get these people out.
Come on, Jake.
No, I'm staying. I got a big investment in that boy.
Very well. I'm finished. You stay here. I won't go on. Let him die. Let him die.
All right. We'll wait outside. Now, Walleye, you stay. You give us a word every 5 minutes.
Well, sure.
Hold him down.
I got you, Billy boy. Yeah. Rest easy. Easy.
Now, I can't find it. I can't find it. Give me a rag, Crystal.
Here.
Thank you.
Look at the color of him. He's gone.
Annie, give him whiskey, quickly. That's better. I can feel it. I can feel it. Yes. It's there. Yes, I've got it. White crystal.
Now, ain't that something? I never did see a piece of lead dug out before. Son of a gun.
We bound up the wound, made him as comfortable as we could. He'd lost a great deal of blood and was terribly weak. There was nothing to do now but wait. The two girls stayed in a room with me, and there was something very different about them. Both were far from being beautiful, but there was a softness, a quality of loveliness which made their garish costume seem completely out of place.
Howdy. How's he coming?
About the same.
You know, there's better than 10,000 been bet outside. 3:30 now. You think he'll live till 4?
He might.
I got 200 says he got to.
Well, then obviously he's got to.
Kind of funny if he does pull through, though, huh?
It'll be a miracle.
He ain't a bad son of a gun. Sure looks white. Quiet. Almost like a kid, don't he? Anything I can do, Kendall.
You say a prayer if you feel like it.
I ain't a praying man, but I hope he makes it. Not on account of my 200. I just hope he makes it.
For you, that's the prayer, Smith.
You ought to have a drink.
No, thank you.
Well, I'll go out and keep them all quiet.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Mister.
Yes, Crystal.
I know a prayer. You think it'd help?
I don't know. It might.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil.
For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff.
Bascom. Bascom.
Bill. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Bill? Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me, Bascom?
I'm dying, boy. Give me a drink.
Wild Bill Bascom didn't die. A number of people won money because of it, and a number of others lost. Mr. Smith insisted on dividing his winnings with me. During his presentation speech, he was so overcome that not once did he refer to me as a son of a gun. An omission I was happy to overlook.
Frontier Gentlemen was written, produced, and directed by Anthony Ellis and stars John Daner as J.B. Kendall.
That was Frontier Gentlemen. The It was episode 3 titled Honky Tonkers. That had an original air date of the 16th of February, 1958. This is Arthur. You're listening to the Grand Hour here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and or WMFO.org. Up next is Matt with the Whirlpool. He's in the other room. I saw him. I'm going to close out this show with a song. It's originally by the band Suicide, Dream Baby Dream. It's on tribute to Suicide that was released sometime in the late 90s. Luna's going to be playing with the Sinclair on Saturday night. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening.